two in a row. Pretty good run of form. What do you make?
You know, it's a team that's bounced back from adversity, obviously, with their results as of late. And, you know, they've been playing good. I mean, I've been watching them attacking-wise. They've been extremely good. And, you know, it's a dangerous team. You know, McGee is a very elusive player. I know him well from playing with him. And he's a guy that, you know, you can't quite get your hands on him in terms of where he plays in the field. He positions himself really well. And, you know, he has this really good vision in terms of when to make the run, where the space is, and then finding a pass.
What does Shipp's emergence do for just the shape of that team?
He's a guy I've admired for a while. He was actually over at Hammarby when we trained in Sweden, so I know him well, and I've always rated him highly. I think he's a good player. Again, similar to McGee, he's elusive. You know, he shows up in the space and gets the ball in uncomfortable spots for the defense and then attacks. So, you know, we know that they got, you know, a very good attacking group.
Does he kind of remind you, he being McGee, remind you a little bit of how Higuain plays with his movements and whatnot?
A little bit different, okay. I'd say. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm always cautious comparing a rookie to Federico.
Well, I was talking McGee, not Shipp.
Oh, McGee. McGee's higher, though. He's higher on the field. And he's a deadly goal scorer. You know, you give him a chance, you know, most likely he's gonna score. So they're a little bit different.
I wonder with Will Trapp, when you look at what he brings you from a leadership standpoint,
yeah.
I wonder, do you see any of yourself in him at all? I wonder, do you see any similarities? I know that's kind of a loaded question, but...
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I think that's... He has a leadership personality, and he's a guy that we're trying to get comfortable with that role, and we're trying to, you know, groom him into being a full leader. And he has that in him. He has those qualities in him. I think, to be honest, you know, when I was that young, I wasn't given that responsibility with my club team, maybe with national teams and stuff like that, youth national teams. But, you know, he has an opportunity at a really young age to be a leader on a professional team, and that's pretty good.
When you made him the vice captain, were you worried about any resistance from older guys, or is that kind of a tough balance to strike? When obviously the guy's got some of those qualities, but you.
Well, I think there's a couple sides. So I think, you know, the first thing is on the field. He plays a key position in terms of how he controls the game to a certain extent, together with Tony and Federico in the middle. So, you know, that kind of speaks for itself. Off the field, you know, it isn't easy for him, you know, to tell the guys what to do and to take charge. And that's why we're putting him in these positions, because we think he can handle it.
How long did it take you to realize you could put that kind of a role on his shoulders this year? As you come in and get to know the roster and get to know the guys, how long did it take you to realize he was a guy that can maybe do that?
I think pretty early on. I think what you have is you have a dynamic with a lot of guys that he's comfortable with. You know, having played in the youth with them and guys, local guys. And so that he has that core group anyway. So I think that, you know, we took a look at how the group was reacting to him, the entire group, and we felt that, you know, he could handle it.
So Kevon's still here. I know you had said you were making a decision today.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's sticking around?
No, it means we still got how many hours? That's what that means.
All right. So I'll ask you again tomorrow then.
Okay, great.
I was wondering about looking down at the guys that played yesterday, and Viana didn't play, and I don't see him today. Anything up with him?
Yeah, he's got a stomach virus.
Oh, okay.
He's got something up with his stomach.
Okay.
So he was, you know, sick yesterday and today, so we're easing him back into it.
Okay. Do you have any other exhibitions or anything coming? I know you've had some of the college teams.
We'll play Crystal Palace.
I know you've had some of the college teams.
I think we do, actually, right? I think we do. I have to look at the schedule. I'm pretty sure we have one more before the break. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so.
Okay.
I have to check the schedule.
Okay.
Saturday was last Saturday.
No, actually, we don't.
No, you're done with it. Okay.
Yeah.
Last Saturday was a little opposite of how things have been going. You guys scored goals and then conceded, three this first time this year, I think. You know, what's kind of been the mood with these guys, and how did they kind of react to...
It's been good. I mean, let's not forget that, you know, Portland hasn't lost in 21 games at home.
Right.
Right? That should be said. Second thing is we replaced two national team players in the starting lineup and put two guys that have had, you know, basically 0 minutes this season. And I think they did a great job. But, you know, there was going to be some communication errors, some positioning errors, and I still think they did a good job of dealing with that. And, you know, Chad and Tyson, I think, had good performances considering. So, you know, the team, you take everything with a grain of salt. I mean, we feel like we should have had 3 points from that game.
Right.
Right? We're disappointed. But we know that, listen, we push them to the limit, and, you know, on a different day, we do get the 3 points.
With yesterday's kind of mixed lineup, I know you guys work mixed up in practice, but is it good for the players, for you guys, to get to see guys kind of mixed up, especially with, you know, these injuries or these call-ups and potential injuries and stuff, to see how guys play with each other in a real game?
Yeah, I mean, now we have some decisions to make in terms of the lineup. With our guys here with this group, the group that played yesterday. So, you know, it's good to see the combinations and see how what the interaction is. And yeah.
And you came out healthy yesterday. Didn't look like anybody picked anything up.
No.
Except the stomach. Good.